Chapter 11. Consistently say what God says. You pour supernatural encouragement from God into your heart when you consistently meditate on the Word of God. We want to emphasize that the Bible is not referring to the organ in your body that pumps blood when it speaks of your heart. The Bible refers to the hidden person of your heart who lives within you. See 1 Peter 3. You should constantly feed your heart with supernatural spiritual food from God's Word. You should feed your mind and your heart throughout every day and night of your life. You should feed yourself with a spiritual diet that is filled with supernatural nutrition from God's Word. Satan's demons want you to be heavy-hearted, depressed, and discouraged. Your Father wants you to be glad-hearted, optimistic, and encouraged. The bad news of the world comes from the outside in. The good news of God comes from the inside out. The word gospel means good news. The good news of God's word in your heart is much more powerful than the bad news that is continually poured out by the world's news. We now are ready to look into God's word to learn the relationship between what you truly believe in your heart and the words that flow. You speak God's promises boldly when you meditate on His Word. Quote, He who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat for nourishment, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire that consumes all that cannot and like a hammer that breaks in pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance? Jeremiah 23, verse 28 and 29. God's word is filled with the supernatural power of God. Your Father wants this great power and to pour out of your mouth. This passage of Scripture compares the power of God's word to a raging fire that consumes everything in its path. The word of God is compared to a hammer that can break an extremely hard rock into pieces. You will release enormous spiritual power if you consistently fill your heart with and speak God's word. Nothing that might tempt you to be afraid will be able to obtain a foothold in your life if you continually speak God's word as you meditate day and night on the Holy Scripture. The cumulative flow of the faith-filled word that pours out of your mouth will have an enormous impact on your life. Your Father repeatedly instructs you to speak His word boldly. Jesus said, quote, Have faith in God constantly. Truly, I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, Be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in all his heart, but believes what he says will take place, it will be done for him. Unquote. Mark 11, verse 22 and 23, Amplified. Jesus wants your faith in God to be constant. He instructs you to speak to the mountains in your life. If you have absolute faith that Jesus won a total victory for you, you will boldly speak God's word against whatever problems you face. You will have absolute faith that God's promises that you are speaking are true for you today. The cumulative effect of the words that you speak when you face adversity will greatly influence what will happen in your life. If you consistently talk about the things that you fear, you will bring these things into manifestation in your life. If you consistently speak God's word as you meditate on the Holy Scriptures, the cumulative flow of these words that you speak will result in God's word alive in you. The words that you speak when you face adversity should line up with God's word. You must not allow fearful thoughts to come out of your mouth. Quote, My mouth shall utter, and wrongdoing is detestable and loathsome to my lips. Unquote. Proverbs 8, verse 7, Amplified. God's word is the truth. See John 17, verse 17. Satan and his demons are liars. See John 8, verse 44. Your Father wants you to continually say what He says as you faithfully meditate day and night on His word. If you do not, you can be, quote, trapped by what you said and snarled by the words of your mouth, unquote. Proverbs 6, verse 2, NIV. This verse uses the word ensnarled. A snare is a trap that is used to catch small animals. In the spiritual realm, a snare is a trap that Satan's demons set for you. You must not allow Satan's demons to trap you with their deceitful lies. You should be determined that God's instructions and promises will flow out of your mouth as you meditate day and night on His supernatural word. Quote, he who guards his mouth keeps his life, but he who opens wide his lips comes to ruin, unquote. Proverbs 13, verse 3, Amplified. You should guard the words that come out of your mouth. The words that you consistently speak definitely will affect the quality of your life. If you can even begin to comprehend the immense spiritual power of your words, you will consistently study and meditate on God's word. You will be determined that your words and God's word will be one and the same. Jesus said that the goal of Satan and his demons is to destroy you. See John 10, verse 10. The words that continually flow out of your mouth ultimately can determine whether you will live or die. Absolutely refuse to say what Satan wants you to say. Be determined to consistently say what God says. Quote, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles, unquote. Proverbs 21, verse 23, King James. Many people bring trouble into their lives because they do not know and obey God's instructions. They bring trouble into their lives by the words they speak. You must understand what the word soul means when this verse speaks of keeping your soul from trouble. Your soul consists of your mind, your emotions, and your will. You will keep your mind in alignment with God if you meditate continually on His word. Your will consists of the decisions that you make. You will make decisions that God wants you to make if you program yourself day and night with His word. Now that you have learned about the great spiritual power of the words that you speak, you are ready to learn how to determine the words that will come out of your mouth, particularly when you face severe pressure. You cannot control the words that you speak through sheer willpower. Quote, the tongue no man can tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Unquote. James 3, verse 8, King James. This verse says that no human can control his or her tongue. If you consistently acknowledge the evil deception of Satan, spiritual poison will pour out of your mouth. You must understand that there is only one way to determine the words that you speak when you are under pressure. Jesus said, quote, out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man from his inner good treasure flings forth good things, and the evil man out of his inner evil storehouse flings forth evil things. Unquote. Matthew 12, verse 34 and 35, Amplified. Your heart should be so full of God's word because of your scripture meditation that the words that you consistently speak will flow out of an abundance of the Word of God in your heart. If you have meditated faithfully on God's Word over a long period of time, you will have hundreds and even thousands of verses of Scripture stored up in your heart. This superabundance of God's Word in your heart will pour out of your mouth regardless of the problems you face. You will not make the mistake of speaking words that do not line up with God's word. Some people who seem to be religious cause their religious beliefs to be negated by the words that they consistently speak. Quote, if anyone thinks himself to be religious, piously observant of the external duties of his faith, and does not bridle his tongue, but deludes his own heart, this person's religious service is worthless, futile, barren. Unquote. James 1, verse 26, Amplified. The word bridle describes a head harness that is used to guide a horse. This bridle is controlled by a bit, which is a metal mouthpiece. This small bit can be used to effectively control the actions of a very large horse. When you bridle your tongue, you control the words that come out of your mouth, just as a horse is controlled by the bit in its mouth. This same principle applies to controlling a large ship. Quote, if we set bits in the horse's mouths to make them obey us, we can turn their whole bodies about. Likewise, look at the ships. Though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the impulse of the helmsman determines. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and it can boast of great things. See how much wood or how much great a forest a tiny spark can set ablaze. Unquote. James 3, verse 3 through 5, NIV. Your tongue is very small compared to the size of your body, but your tongue can wield immense spiritual power. God compares the great power of a small bit in a horse's mouth to the power of your tongue. He compares the power of a small rudder that controls a large ship to the power of your tongue. He explains that powerful forest fires have started from a small spark. You must not underestimate the immense power of the words that continually flow out of your mouth. You must understand that the words you speak when you face adversity are determined by what you truly believe in your heart. You must understand that what you truly believe in your heart is determined by whether or not you have faithfully obeyed your Father's instructions to meditate day and night on His Word, to plant it. The atmosphere around you is filled with Satan's demons and with God's angels. You determine whether your words will activate Satan's demons or release the power of God's mighty angels to minister to you and for you. The Bible speaks of, quote, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His commandments, hearkening to the voice of His word, unquote. Psalm 103, verse 20, Amplified. This verse explains that the mighty power of angels is activated when your words line up with God's word. Satan's demons and God's angels in the atmosphere around you pay very close attention to the words that you speak. Satan's demons want you to give voice to their deceptive lies. God's angels want to hear you boldly speaking God's word. Angels are activated when God speaks directly to them. Angels also are activated when you speak God's word with deep, strong, and unwavering faith in God. If you consistently meditate on God's word, angels will be activated to work on your behalf. The words that you speak as you meditate will line up with God's word. These words will block Satan's demons from influencing your life to deny God's word. Your mind cannot think of two things at the same time. Fear cannot get into your mind and your heart if you continually speak God's word as you meditate day and night on the Holy Scriptures. Fear cannot get into your mind and your heart if you consistently thank God and praise Him. Your heart should overflow with gratitude toward God. Words of praise and thanksgiving should pour out of your mouth See Psalm 113, verse 3, and Hebrews 13, verse 15. This chapter is filled with vitally important truth from God's Word pertaining to the supernatural power of the words that flow out of your mouth. The last four chapters have been filled with great spiritual truth pertaining to scripture meditation. We pray that these scriptural instructions will convince you, if you are not already doing so, to meditate day and night on God's Word. Scripture meditation is important at all times. It is even more important when you face adversity. Now that we have established the importance of scripture meditation in the words that you speak, we are ready to study the relationship between not being afraid and your certainty that God is with you all the time. You must understand that God lives in your heart if Jesus Christ is your Savior. If you meditate continually on scripture, saying that God lives in you and that He is with you always, your words will clearly indicate your absolute faith in the indwelling presence of God in Christ Jesus.